Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day. And thank you for this word that's just encouraging us to stay on the way and stay in the truth and so partake of the God quality of life. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 4, verse 12 to 16. Believers, I beg of you, become as I am, free from the bondage of Jewish ritualism and ordinances, for I have become, as you are, a Gentile. You did me no wrong when I first came to you. Do not do it now. On the contrary, you know that it was because of a physical illness that I remained and preached the gospel to you the first time. And even though my physical condition was a trial to you, you didn't regard it with contempt or scorn and reject me. But you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus himself. What then has become of that sense of blessing and the joy that you once had from your salvation and your relationship with Christ? For I testify of you that, if possible, you would have torn out your own eyes and given them to me to replace mine. So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?
You know, and I just listen to this here, and I see, you know, God had so set these believers up, and he also set Paul up that he could be accepted there within their community. And then in them accepting him, he could share the gospel, the glorious liberty of being a child of the living God. And they just so embraced it. It was a part of their life. So they were born of the Spirit that brings you into the way, the path, and into the way, the truth, and then the God quality of life. And so they'd started off so well in that there, but then there's a lot of false prophets have come out, and they have tried getting the people away from their God, away from that purity of the love of God and the plan that he's got for them. And so Paul is now needing to write to them that you started well. That's basically what he's saying. You started well. You were in the Spirit. You were in the joy of the Lord. Now you've been made captive to lies. And therefore, if you make place for lies, the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And so we just need to just know there's only two ways. Your devil is either lying, stealing, killing, and destroying you, or you have turned to Jesus and he comes to give life and life in abundance. So you're on that path with Jesus, getting truth, and then partaking of the God quality of life. So there's a lovely scripture in Hebrews 10 where it talks about this. And it says in it, you know, at the beginning, you went through so many things. You went through persecution. You went through people giving you a hard time. But now you need to carry on with that same zeal. You start off in the Spirit. You need to carry on in the Spirit and not make place for the flesh. And the flesh would be the devil's lies that come to steal, kill, and destroy. Anything that causes you squeezings and sufferings, but know then God's truth, God's grace is going to give you answers so that you can be enlightened and you can be on the way in the truth and in the life so as to overcome them. So all the problems, every lie of the devil will be sorted out. But it's for us, like the Lord says, my grace is your sufficiency. You've got to get his heart in the situation, and that's getting wisdom. And then when you got that wisdom, you have redemption, you have sanctification, and you have righteousness. So I'll go back to that chapter now, Hebrews 10. So he says, you know, you start off in the Spirit, you need to persevere, you need to endure, because in due time, the Lord is going to come. The Lord is not hiding away in heaven. He's right here with us now, and he's busy revealing himself. He's a very present help in the time of need. And so he says, why do you need to persevere? Why do you need to endure? Because he's coming. He's coming to back up his word. He's the author and he's a perfecter of his word. So then it goes on to say, but we're not of those that draw back, not of those that fall into lies, not of those that major on the flesh, which is majoring on the thorns of the flesh, the lies of the evil one, and caught up, because we know we've got a God that has overcome, and he is overcoming, and he will overcome. And so we stay in the truth. We are not of those that give up, but those who believe and are saved. Amen. So that's the encouragement this morning. Stay on the road of righteousness. Stay in the spirit, not in the flesh. And to stay in truth, not lies. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.